Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Dr. Jerry is on the attack, liberty's friend and tyranny's foe. The heathen are raging and the battle for America is on. The devil beware, Dr. Scheidbach is on the air, deftly swinging the sword of the spirit, aimed at the heart of the dragon of lies, the prince of the power of the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. My rights are essential. Don't know about yours, but mine are essential. Every job is essential. Oh yeah. Church is essential. But making vaccine sellers Fauci and Gates richer? Not. Feeding the inflated egos of despots in power by failing to challenge their abuses is, well, that's not essential. Enabling the fear-paralyzed and panic-driven to take away our freedoms in order to make them feel safe is non-essential. My liberty doesn't end where their fear begins, and cowering to all of this only tightens the chains that bind them in fear and hold us in oppression. It's time to break the chains. That's why, if at all possible, I'll be at the next Open California rally in Arroyo Grande on the corner of Grand and Oak Park Saturday between 1 and 3. That's in Arroyo Grande on the corner of Grand and Oak Park from 1 to 3 Saturday, May 9. You know, Texas salon owner Shelley Luther was sentenced to 7 days jail time and some egregious fine by Judge Clay in Dallas, Texas, for the crime of opening her salon, insisting she be allowed to work to feed her children and provide the same for her salon employees. Well, there's good news on that one. She's been released. The good people of Ector County, Texas need prayer. They gathered to protest their governor's unlawful infringement upon their rights to feed their families and live like free men and women. And their sheriff sent in a SWAT team to assault them. Yeah, SWAT team. Yeah, he swatted them. Complete with a military Humvee outfitted with a gun turret. Really? How embarrassing is that? That guy. Here's another pastor being threatened by the government to shut him down. This attack against religious liberty complements of Dedham Health Department in Massachusetts. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is suing governors and other public officials who mention prayer or who call for prayer, you know, about the most recent pandemic. You saw how Cuomo bristled when someone suggested prayer for New Yorkers were being heard. Well, he reacted to that just like you would expect the devil would. Yeah. But wait till you hear about the blood that's on Cuomo's hands. Wait for it. Thinking of the efficacy of prayer, I did very specifically and with fervency petition God for Flynn to be released from the deep state dungeons. And Thursday, I think it was, or was it Friday today? Their political prisoner was exonerated. All charges dropped. Oh, here you go. Now we have proof that Obama knew the details of Flynn's wiretapped phone calls before phony baloney Comey sent his dirty cops on a mission to either get Flynn to lie so they could prosecute him or get him fired. That's quote unquote. Yeah, Obama is in this up to his hips. Comey, he's up to his neck. The dirty cop who wrote the memo exposing this? No doubt, feeling the noose tightening. And I hear a satchel containing documents shedding light on Schiff's shenanigans in his probe of alleged and proven false Russian-Trump collusion was delivered recently to the DOJ. Some interesting insight into the current reaction to COVID arising from a look into the rearview mirror of history at something that was called the Hong Kong flu in 1968. Probably don't even remember that. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Because my rights are essential, and every job is essential, and church is essential, and no politician should have the power to use any emergency to shred the Constitution, I'll be at the next Open California rally in Arroyo Grande, if it's at all possible, on the corner of Grand and Oak Park Saturday between 1 and 3. That's this Saturday, May 9. It's in Arroyo Grande on the corner of Grand and Oak Park from 1 to 3 Saturday, May 9, Texas salon owner Shelley Luther was sentenced to 7 days jail time and some egregious fine by Judge Clay in Dallas, Texas, for the terrible crime of opening her salon, you know, insisting that she be allowed to work to feed her children and provide the same for her salon employees. Judge Clay insisted she apologize for opening her salon, admit that she was being selfish for doing so, and promised to close, but she respectfully refused to bow to the altar of Judge Clay's imperious demands and in his idea of morality, and explained that she didn't consider it selfish at all to take actions that were necessary to make sure her family was fed and her employees' families likewise were fed. She's been released by order of the governor, and Judge Clay isn't happy with the lawyer that represented her in the matter. Well, maybe that's why this judge used the COVID excuse to order all law offices continue in lockdown. Yeah, now we have judges getting into this act. It's wonderful. I mean, it's like God answers prayer or something. We have fasted and prayed that God would expose the true heart of these nasty, mean-spirited, vindictive, hate-filled, vile liberals, who, by the way, give classical liberalism a very bad name. Really can't even be compared, but these new liberals are coming out into the light for all to see what they really are, bullies, who use whatever power they can get to oppress others and to manipulate their ignorant followers to support it, to violently use force and coercion to trample down our liberties. It's got to stop. But you see, my friend, the first step in stopping evil is to expose it. We are to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, Ephesians 5:11. To reprove means to tell a fault, to openly declare the error of another in a rebuke, to provide arguments that confute the errorist, the ne'er-do-well, the liar, the fraud, the cheat, the sinner. There you go. That's the word. They squirm under that one more than any other. Sinner. The reason the libs hate that word is because, well, that one asserts an accountability to God, to His Word, to Christ. You know, declare a little Bible at them and watch them chafe and jerk against the bands and cords. They feel it. The bands and cords they have long conspired to break. The kings of the earth and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, "Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." Psalm 2. Every time you declare God's word at them, you are jerking on the cord and on the band and reminding them that they are banded and corded by Christ's rule and by Christ's law, and they don't like it. Thank you, Lord, for revealing where the spirit of Antichrist lurks in our society, for calling those devils out. I know we have our problems here in California, but so far, no politician has been so stupid as to send out a SWAT to assault peaceful protesters. Got to leave that to the sheriff in Ector County, Texas. Yeah, Texas. I know. We think of Texas as a bastion of conservative values, but enough Californians have moved there so that... Well, actually, as I said, we haven't seen such a display of moronic behavior from any sheriff. 300 gathered in Fresno crying freedom. About 200 last week here in Santa Maria gathered to send out their cry. And Arroyo Grande, good friends of the Brain Massage Show, putting together a rally to protest the lockdown and to cry freedom. A few thousand gathered in the state capitol. 32 arrests were made. At least they did not call out the armored vehicles and SWAT. They did have snipers posted all around, by the way. Yeah. Thank you for sending that picture to me. And a few black helicopters circling like vultures overhead. Well, actually, I didn't receive a report about helicopters, but some states are sending out the drones to keep an eye on these vicious people who are assaulting the despotes. Greek word translated master. Because, you know, the devil's crowd are ruled by masters. But God doesn't appoint such to rule over us. He appoints ministers. But you know, these people with signs and chants, open California, they're very dangerous to despotes, to masters. But I must say, Newsom has not tried to SWAT protesters. And so far as I know, the few counties that have defied Newsom's lockdown and opened up their cities, well, they've not been attacked by the California National Guard. So, yeah. Some counties in Northern California are opening up. And by the way, Newsom is beginning to back off and retract. Proud of him. That's a good thing to do, Mr. Newsom. I think what happened is someone gave him the financial report on California. And he noticed that this lockdown has put the state another $10 billion in the hole. What have I said? Oh, let's see. Where is that tally sheet? Here it is. 38 times since the beginning of this year, every liberal solution exacerbates the problems they're trying to solve and then creates a whole host of new ones. Listen, all real science tells us that sunshine's healthy. Yeah, and healthy exposure builds immunity. And fresh air is good for you, you know? Breathing your own carbon emissions from your mask is not. Trying to strap a catalytic converter on us is not going to work. That treating well people like as if they're sick people is a real good way to make well people sick. That total isolation is necessary for sick people, but very bad for well people. And common sense tells us, and experience tells me, that trying to make the entire nation the Fauci-Burks National Memorial Hospital is not a good idea. That giving to doctors near dictatorial power over decisions affecting the entire nation is a mistake. That every solution any liberal ever presented to solve any problem never solves the problem and only creates a whole list of new ones. And the Fauci-Burks solution to COVID-19 is an example of the proof of that thesis. Doctors cannot run a country like you run a hospital. But I get ahead of myself a bit here. If you are a regular on the Brain Massage Show, and thank you, by the way, to all who have called in with lights on or lights off, I welcome all feedback. You really are important to me, and I cannot tell you how encouraging it is to go to our listener response hotline voicemail and to hear your encouraging words. And all you pastors who listen to the Brain Massage Show, thank you. And thank you to those who give support to help me keep this thing going. And all who have bought my book, God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, I'm very grateful. And your encouragement strengthens me. But for those who listen regularly and you have not bought the book, why? Is it too expensive? You know, this thing is listed at $41 and some change for a good reason. It's a 500-plus page hardback, fully indexed, high-quality binding and paper, Smith-sewn, by the way, so you can read it without beating the binding into submission. It's got something like 30 full-color illustrations, written scholarly but not obscure, written with passion but not syrupy and goofy. It's totally relevant to everything that's going on in the world right now. And it is particularly relevant to America today and very important with regard to the upcoming election. Everyone should read this book, and especially every God-fearing American patriot. So why haven't you purchased it yet? Is it because you cannot afford to lay out $41? Well, guess what? We sell the book for $24.95 on Amazon and from our bookstore, Distinctively Baptist Publications, also called DBP. $24.95. You'll have to pay shipping and tax if you buy it through in that way. But if you live in the area, our church can sell it to you for $25 even, and that includes the tax. But you'll need to arrange to pick it up. If you prefer to purchase it online, but you're willing to stop by the church, you need to come visit me anyway to pick up the book. We'll process your order and use local pickup. And in that case, your shipping will be free. Look, I'm trying to make this book affordable to every God-fearing patriot. At the beginning, we were selling the book at $37.95, and it was selling quite well at that price. But we got hooked up with some marketing experts who convinced me to reduce it to $24.95. So we did that, and we're just leaving it there. Because we can live with that, even though it creates some problems, extends the amount of... I can't go into that, but the bottom line is, yes, we can live with that. But that's about as far as we can go unless you buy multiple copies, that kind of thing. If you want to get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, go to godswar2020.com. All lowercase, you all run together, right? godswar2020.com. Order your copy today, okay? Good. Hold on to the break, my friends. I'll be right back.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America, too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com.
Okay, soldiers, speak up and charge the gates of hell.
It's God's war, and we are his soldiers.
The battle for America is on. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. A whole lot of stuff that is happening right now is, well, it's very frustrating and angering, and it provokes fear. But I was reminded recently that this is actually an answer to our prayers. Lighthouse and other Bible-believing churches have been fasting and praying, asking specifically that the Lord would release His Spirit through us to reprove the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. If you have read God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, you understand what I'm talking about. Jesus said His Holy Spirit would flow into the world through those who believe in Him, and that His Spirit would be sent into the world to reprove it. However, if believers grieve the Spirit, and especially if the Spirit is quenched, this reproving upon the world doesn't happen. In such cases, the preaching of His Word is not accompanied by the unction of the Holy Ghost, and so it becomes that letter preaching which Paul said has a killing effect. Jesus also taught us that some devils gain territorial control in our government and use that control to hinder the preaching of God's Word and to oppose Christians, and they are so strong the only way to overcome them is by prayer and fasting. And that's the only rational explanation why political leaders who are unbelievers instinctively attack Christians and the Lord's churches. When you see behaviors such as we are seeing, where a political leader behaves so irrationally as Whitmer, Northam, de Blasio, Cuomo, that nut sheriff in Texas that sent a SWAT to assault peaceful protesters, stuff like that. I mean, people like that, Health Department Director Massachusetts, threatening that pastor of a small church who limits the attendance to 10 in order and enforces social distancing, all that stuff. He does all the things he's been told to do that need to be done to protect people from getting this thing, you know. And they don't see the irony in attacking some small church while allowing for hundreds to gather in Walmart to shop or allowing access to liquor stores during this COVID scare and all that stuff. I hope that pastor knows to contact Christian Law Association. He ought to get in touch with Jay Sekulow. He ought to call Judicial Watch. He should let people know what's going on here. There are people out there that'll help him. If that does not cause any reasonable person to think clearly, this guy, this health department fella, has a thing about church and about Christians. You know, and where's that coming from? I've talked to these sorts of people, folks. I deal with it. And I could tell you from personal experience, very often they don't see it. They are truly blind to their own bias and prejudice. They see it everywhere else. They don't see it in themselves. I remember the early days of broadcasting, talking to people who became violently agitated against me for using the name Jesus on the radio or for quoting the Bible on what they considered secular radio or public radio. They thought mentioning religious subjects on secular radio was forbidden by law. It was really weird, but I would ask them very calmly why they thought so. And those who were willing to actually engage with me in this conversation and think about it in an honest way invariably came back with an answer like, I don't know. I never really thought about it. And then if I followed up and asked them to think about why it made them so angry, I got a similar response. Now, I know some of you are going to think this is kind of weird, but I'm telling you, in some of those confrontations, in fact, many of them, I watched their countenance suddenly clear up. It was as if a bad spirit that had controlled their mind before was driven away. This is the power of the reproving of the Spirit upon the conscience of the world. Of course, except in cases where the person is fully aware of their hatred for Christ and for Christians and for His churches, those sorts, well, they just get increasingly angry and become totally irrational and will often become violent. That's when you're glad for those ministers of God that are commissioned to serve our good and protect us from those who would otherwise violently take away our rights and even our lives. So let's pray for the good people of Ector County, Texas. Their sheriff sent a SWAT group, a Humvee with a gun turret. You know, and these guys went in with weapons drawn, man. I watched the video at the ready, aiming the weapons at the protesters. Unbelievable. Moving in on them as if they were a pack of Chinese thugs attacking protesters at Tiananmen Square. I don't know about you, but I'm real done with these Chinese flus and these Chinese masks and these Chinese lockdown orders and these Chinese style assaults on our freedoms and these Chinese bought politicians and these Chinese controlled media and Chinese manipulated markets and you get the idea. And you could check this out. I'm not exaggerating, friend. I'm just touching some truths here. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is suing governors and other public officials who mention prayer when talking about dealing with this pandemic. Public officials cannot encourage people to pray or ask for prayer? Since when? According to this atheist group who believes only unbelievers should rule the world. And some people get on me about saying Christians should rule it. But you see, when believers rule the world, well, you can decide for yourself whether or not you want to pray or ask for prayer. But if atheists rule the world, and prayer's out. This group would have been ignored back in the days of George Washington, Sam Adams, Jay Adams, Hamilton. Even Franklin and Jefferson wouldn't have put up with that nonsense. The devil and his crowd, they do not want us praying about this. I wonder why. You saw how Cuomo bristled when someone suggested prayer for New Yorkers were being heard and God was helping. He reacted to that just the way you would expect the devil would. The devil does not want you praying. New York will be freed from that oppressive dictator. Yeah, I brought this out a while back. But Beck started talking about it in response to Cuomo's outrageous comment. Did you hear him? About Trump not caring for New Yorkers and wanting New Yorkers to die. Can you believe these people? So let's revisit this. Cuomo signed a directive requiring nurse homes to receive COVID-positive senior citizens and banned them from testing prospective patients for the disease as part of admissions policy. The nursing homes were in uproar because, well, first, many of these nursing homes are not equipped to care for sick patients in their facilities. They send sick people to the hospitals. They just didn't have facilities to take care of sick patients. And then second, since they could not test for the possibility the patients they're receiving had COVID, well, they were required to receive admissions without knowing what risk they were being exposed to. They protested in the streets and by press releases to the media, letters to the governor, but he was heedless of their concerns. They were forced to obey this stupid directive, and the result is exactly what you would expect. It's what we have come to expect from, well, any liberal conceived solution to any problem. And that is, it exacerbates the problem they're trying to address and just creates a whole host of unintended consequences, or in other words, a whole list of new problems. Are you ready for this? 4,000 seniors died from COVID as a direct result of this foolish liberal policy. In other words, Cuomo is directly responsible for the deaths of 4,000 New York seniors. This man has killed more New Yorkers than Osama bin Laden did on 9/11. Either his directive was a Bill Gates depopulation control thing, something out of one of his handbooks for depopulating the planet. Yeah, and I'm being somewhat facetious, but you know about his thing about depopulation. Or Cuomo was trying to reduce the healthcare burden on New York State by, what, getting rid of a bunch of expensive patients? Well, or Cuomo is just another foolish liberal who does not think beyond his politically correct box, all right? And was just reacting to this narrowly focused thing saying, you know, it's mean for nursing homes to refuse admission to sick seniors. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's the nearsighted libthink thing that we see often, a blindness that makes it impossible for some of these people to see beyond what a policy makes them feel or look like in their own mind or to their peers. And they don't pay attention to the obvious consequences of these ridiculous decisions. That analysis might really better apply to the bobbleheads that support these yahoos, that it's likely the yahoos themselves are just corrupt and wicked men and women and unreasonable who are preying on the people taking advantage of the ignorance of those that foolishly support them. God help us. But whatever his rationale at the time, I can tell you the spirit behind this nonsense is devilish. And so they mindlessly embrace abortion and mindlessly send seniors into nursing homes that are turned into death camps by their evil policies. And the devil that holds Cuomo in darkness doesn't want anyone thinking that prayer's beating back Satan's assault on our liberties. So he irrationally bristles against any suggestion that prayer was efficacious. But it is, Mr. Cuomo, and you are evidence of it. I prayed guys like you would be exposed for what you are, and it's happening. I don't know if the American people will bother to look and see it, but it is happening. And thinking of the efficacy of prayer, I did very specifically with fervency petition God for Flynn to be released from the deep state dungeons. No time to go into that further today as I'd hoped. A shift has been in what one senior administration source described as a panic mode over revelations coming from the House Intelligence Committee witness transcripts that he had tried to keep secret. Now he's blaming Trump for stalling the release. What a joke. This was a great day for justice. and is always a bad day for Democrats and their propaganda organ called MSM. It ought not to be that way. Sadly, it's just the way it is. How MSM has reacted to Flynn's exoneration, very interesting, isn't it? Repeated over and over again. I think they got together and came up with this one, you know, total collapse of the DOJ. Unreal. Friend, the Department of Justice was collapsed under Obama, Comey, and Brennan, that triad of evil. Barr is rebuilding the DOJ. Deep state, beware, the justice bear Barr is making bear the truth. But anyway, give them some time. It takes a while to fix numbers in an election, much less fixing the numbers of deaths by COVID. Here's an article exposing Virginia in a scam to pad the COVID cases in that state. There's money in it, you know. If someone receives three different tests, they count that one person as three cases of COVID. Yeah! And what is weird is these people announce what they're doing. They explain it to you. They took their cue from their leadership, Fauci, Burke. Yeah, who announced openly their intention to count COVID deaths differently from how they counted virus deaths in the past. Now, if a person tests positive for COVID, no matter what is the diagnosis for cause of death, they are counted as a COVID death. And as you know, this has been taken as a signal to the profession to do everything in their power to ratchet up the COVID death count, because nothing else explains why this would be done. Pack of stinking liars. And these are the people telling us we can't let America go back to work. Yeah? Yeah? Not until the economy is so broken, not even Trump can fix it. Obama thought he had it broken beyond repair, remember? He said so. That's right, he said America would never see a 3% GDP again. And he sounded proud of it. Trump proved him wrong. Hillary would have finished it, you know. So now they have a new plan to crash America, and they intend to break her, to destroy her, so that not even Trump can fix it. And that's okay, because God is bigger than any of these devils. And God's people are praying, and they are fasting and praying. And the proud trees of honest men will be felled to the stump, but the arrogant, evil, fruit-bearing trees will be uprooted. I gotta go. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. You can say the lights are blinking if you're a fence sitter. Call 805-314-2114. 314-2114. Very easy. When you call our listener response hotline, you're going to hear a new message. The line is being used for callers to my daily broadcast called God's War, the Battle for America. So when you call, no worries, you've reached the right place to leave a message for the Brain Masseur. And as you know, we are asking you to visit godswar2020.com. Godswar2020.com. It's what's called a landing page. And from there, you can go to our brain massage website. You can go to our bookstore. Soon, it will also have links to our church websites and to all my radio broadcasts. We're still working on it, but it's available right now, and plenty is there for you to see. 805-314-2114, or you can go to godswar2020.com. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Prisoner wishes to say a word.
Okay, soldiers, speak up and charge the gates of hell.
It's God's war, and we are his soldiers. The battle for America is on. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.